Hey, welcome to Razzle Dazzle, a podcast about video games and pop culture with an emphasis on the video games.
All right, it's Razzle Dazzle time. I'm your host, Jared.
And I'm Patrick.
And that's our sound guy, Joe.
Hello, hello.
I want to start off with a little story about my childhood, if that's okay.
Obviously. Go for it.
Ever since I was like 3, maybe 4, right? When I was like a baby, you know, I have had a fascination with dinosaurs, the prehistoric era, you know, including dragons, but there's something else. But yeah, dinosaurs were like my thing. And I think a lot of kids can relate to that, you know. According to my parents, I don't remember this, but according to them, I used to know everything about every like major species of dinosaur, from the Cretaceous to the Jurassic to every other era, you know. To give it some context, it's like the amount of knowledge I have of Pokemon is the amount of knowledge I had with dinosaurs. You know, I was like the Pokedex. And I remember my favorite being amongst the Brachiosaurus, the long-necked one, and the ones with the wrecking ball on their tail, you know, the spiky ones. Those were like my favorite.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, I remember also watching some documentaries throughout my childhood. Documentaries when I was a kid about dinosaurs. Like, I was a weird freaking kid, you know? And I've just always loved these giant reptiles, these beasts, you know? Most of them majestic, cool, vicious, cute, you know? Just always had a little fascination of them. And that kind of leads into, you know, what we're talking about today. You know, we're talking about Jurassic Park, the movie, not the book, the movies.
And man, are they good movies.
Wow, I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park has got some feats in terms of movie making. It's not necessarily that they did anything like first or like they didn't do anything necessarily unique. It's more so they took things that had already been done and did it better, which is makes it so good.
Right. I know we were talking about movies and stuff, like older movies, like last week or something, the other day, and you're like, you know, bad CGI and stuff kind of like takes you out of the immersion of it, you know?
Oh yeah.
So how does that differ with Jurassic Park for you?
So, well, two things. First off, Jurassic Park has like barely any dinosaur CGI. Six minutes of the movie is dinosaur CGI. 14 minutes of the movie is dinosaurs in general. So already off the bat, it's not rubbing in your face a bunch of CGI, which regardless, what they also did is a bunch of different things to kind of hide the bad parts of the CGI. Like, the famous T-Rex scene where he's messing with all the cars. It's raining, it's dark, there's only like two sources of lighting, and so a lot of the CGI is kind of, or a lot of the obvious computerly generated stuff is kind of hidden by the atmosphere and the ambiance. And then they also make the dinosaurs feel big by shooting on ground level. They just do a bunch of techniques that really sell the dinosaurs as actual dinosaurs, and I just absolutely love the movie because of that.
Kudos to Steven Spielberg, because Jurassic Park still looks amazing. Like, normally when you look at movies from the early 90s that used CGI, it's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, dude, they went all out to make sure it was as real as they could be. Like, the raptors are all CGI, like, or stop motion captured people. So they can get the movements right, and they hired people who could act like raptors.
Imagine telling your kids while watching Jurassic Park, you know, the scene where Ellie was turning on the circuit breaker and then the raptor comes behind her, just telling your kids, hey, look, that's me.
Yeah, I'm the raptor, kids. It's
me. Or like going on to like movie interviews and they're like, so what's your experience in movies? Like, I'm the raptor in Jurassic Park. You probably heard of me, seen me around.
I was the raptor, sir.
I mean, to be fair, like, a lot of people got some weird parts in movies. Like, Benedict Cumberbatch is the dragon in Lord of the Rings, I'm pretty sure. He literally, like, it was stop motion captured, too. Like, he was, like, all over the floor, just doing dragon things.
That's super cool.
I guess that is better than no job.
I wanna bring up a certain point the first movie made of Jurassic Park. Jeff Goldblum, his character, right? Ivan Malcolm. His whole thing throughout the movie, or like the whole theme, I think, the way I see it throughout the movie, is like, man has this power to create new life. Now, should we go about this? You know, should we take it upon ourselves to play God and create new life that has been naturally selected to no longer live on this earth, and just bring them back, throw them back into this new era of life? You know, what are your guys' thoughts on that whole philosophy? You know, should we, if we had the ability to do this, should we?
So long as they're in their own isolated environment, or else they're kind of just like invasive species and they'll wreck ecosystems and all that, all those shenanigans. So just keep them, do the whole like island thing. So, cause like the recent Jurassic World movies, they're all out and about in the United States now, which is, in my opinion, an awful idea. But like the second and third Jurassic Park movies where they're on their own like little island, I think that's great.
Just chilling. Yeah.
Yeah. They got their own little habitat. That's good.
Okay.
But eventually with Jurassic Park and the new one, Jurassic World, the humans will try to capitalize off of that and open a new park. And I agree with Patrick. If they all just left them alone, it's fine. You know, let nature take its course. But our greed and our manipulation of them leads to bad things, which Jurassic Park doesn't really take itself too seriously. It's a movie about dinosaurs eating people. It's not a gritty, gritty film. It's very fun. All of them are pretty fun.
Right. But right.
It's pretty clear that the answer is no, we shouldn't be playing with genetics and life itself.
Okay, yeah, that's where I wanted to get to. Like, we've already kind of, we have cloned animals before. You know, we have cloned life. That's exactly what, you know, they're doing in the movies. You know, taking blood samples from mosquitoes, prehistoric mosquitoes, dinosaur blood, you know, just cloning them and adding, like, some frog DNA to them. There was also something that got brought up, like, in the second movie where these dinosaurs are Ingen's property. They belong to them. They are their property. You know, if something is created by man, manufacturedly, you know, close to natural, but not exactly, do they have like the same rights as other living beings in your guys' opinion?
Well, I mean, you can own a cow. I don't see why you can't own a dinosaur.
That's not what I mean, though. Like, you're not creating the cow in a Bacta tank, you know? Like, if you did, does that cow have the same rights as other living beings?
Life is life. That's... And life always finds a way, I think is a quote.
That is the quote, and I do agree. Regardless of where you come from or how you've come upon this earth, I do think every living being has the right or is equal to each other, you know, regardless of how you got here, I think, you know? The same thing with, you know, the whole philosophy of if we should, I didn't give my answer, sorry, but if we should do it, I personally don't believe that if we had the ability to recreate dinosaurs, I don't think we should do it, because, you know, they have had their chance. They were naturally selected to be gone, you know, through whatever means, a meteor or whatever. But, like, you know, they had their time. And bringing them back, that's just disturbing the natural world order, if that makes any sense. That's my answer. That's my opinion.
The era
but
of giants is over.
Yeah, yeah.
Evolution has made everything small.
I don't know, but, like, what if you just make it, like, a, you know, it's a museum. They're in their own isolated habitat, and in essence, it's just a museum, like what Jurassic Park was meant to be. It's literally just, it's not, you're not throwing them into the world to do whatever. You're just keeping them as a re-showing of ancient history, science.
Right.
Whatever. That
I understand the whole purpose of Jurassic Park was to be a nature preserve of prehistoric life. You know, I understand that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty dope. I would totally be down for that.
Okay. I mean, hey, I see where you're coming from.
If somebody manufactured a test tube cow and, like, had it in a museum building for all to see, dude, I wouldn't be against it. I mean, sure, it's alive, but it's just it's still a cow. It's just a different type of cow. And nobody would be mad if you threw a cow in a museum so long as you kept it fed.
Okay.
Well, I think the point with Jurassic World is they got the park running.
Yeah.
For how many years before it happens. They got it running and it was all good. No incidents. Nobody was eating Samuel L. Jackson. We're all good. But eventually people got bored and people want more and they want more. And so they had to up the stakes by creating the, like, Indomitus or whatever. So I don't think it's human nature to just we always want more.
Well, yeah, that's just because Jurassic Park was run by dudes who wanted, or Jurassic World was run by dudes who just wanted some money. If you just had dudes who all the dudes in charge are just dudes who just like dinosaurs, then I think if people are like, we're tired of the dinosaurs, we want to see more, that they'd just be like, sorry, these are the dinosaurs, and then that's that. But then there would be no movie.
No, of course not. But, like, still going from that concept, like, hey, this is what what they were so many years ago, you know, 65 million years ago. This is what they look like. This is how they act like, you know, whatever. If you're not pleased with that, then that's not our problem. That's not their problem, you know? It's not like, why should humans create more just to satisfy other humans and disrupt, and just create something else that's not a real life thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know what they should have done?
Yeah.
I'm kind of side tangenting off this subject, but kind of related because of their appearance. Like Jurassic World, right? It came out a good number of years, like what, 2 decades almost? A lot of years after Jurassic Park. As such, there's plenty of new discoveries about dinosaurs. Like how a lot of them had feathers and like stuff like that. Bro, I would have really appreciated if Jurassic World made it more modern science applicable for these dinosaurs. Like if the T-Rex exhibit suddenly had this T-Rex with a little feathered, with like a feathered chest or whatever it was. And then, like, people get to learn what science is right now, too, as they're watching the movie. That'd be pretty cool.
I think that was a line of dialogue in the Jurassic World movie. Like, these dinosaurs should have feathers, but we modified them out as kind of like a retcon to their not knowing they had feathers in the 90s. But I agree, it would have been cooler to have been more scientifically accurate.
What a bunch of pans. They wanted to appeal to the people who just wanted to see the familiar dinosaurs. Bunch of pansies.
No, I totally get it. I think accuracy is more important, especially for, like, you know, kids who are who get who look at these movies and they're like, "Whoa, I want to be a paleontologist." You know, like when I first watched Indiana Jones, I'm like, "I want to be like him. I want to be like Indy." You know, and I do believe like it's better to be more accurate with the information that is given, regardless of it being, you know, sci-fi, part of pop culture, whatever. I still think it's better to be more accurate.
I got you.
But overall, as someone who went to film school, Patrick.
Yes.
The story is like whatever. When it comes to Jurassic Park, I think like there's always some natural or some disaster going on, you know.
There was no critical acclaim for its story. It was entirely its visual effects and its sound design are the things that really won it.
Yeah.
Speaking of sound design, great transition for today's game, where we're playing the game of guess which real animals made the dinosaur sounds. So
that's cool.
Every dinosaur, according to the composer, or was he the composer? Sound designer, Gary Rydstrom. Nope, Gary Rydstrom, the sound designer, not the composer. All the dinosaurs are made from actual animal noises. So, I'm going to list the dinosaur that made the noise, give you a series of options of what that noise could have been, and then have you go from there, alright? So first off, we got the Brachiosaurus. I wish I could give you a sound bite, but I can't. So you just have to try to remember from your experiences watching the movie. But so we got four different animals to choose from, and you can choose multiple animals because sometimes there will be multiple answers. So I got elephants, donkeys, cows, snakes.
Cow.
I'm gonna go with elephant.
Okay, so the answer is elephants, cows, and donkeys, but the primary one is donkeys. And the sound designer was talking about he really enjoyed the he really liked using the donkey sound because the like yodeling that the donkey does, if you slow it down, he felt like it was a pretty good dinosaur noise. And that's like the loudest or the longest ones are usually the donkey ones.
Interesting.
Then we got my favorite, my favorite. Actually, I'll save the T-Rex for last. We're going to go to the Velociraptors.
From the same options?
No. So this one, we got African cranes. Well, that's pretty specific, so I'm just going to go ahead and say that's one of them. We also have turtles, tortoises, donkeys again, horses, and people. Humans.
Horses and humans for me.
Horses and humans? That's a pretty good answer. Joe?
Same. I'm going to go with... I know there is some human element to it, because I don't think horses can hiss like that.
So it's African cranes, tortoises, not turtles, and horses. And there's also one human noise from a friend of the sound designer. Because the sound designer asked his friend, "Hey, can you make any weird sounds?" And the guy just made a really weird noise with his throat, and he used it.
Nice. Is he in the credits?
I mean, probably somewhere. Probably in, like, the special thanks section. All right. Next, lastly, of course, the most well-known one, we got the T-Rex, Tyrannosaurus Rex, in which we have lions, tigers, elephants, or mice, whatever the plural for hippopotamus is.
Hippopotamus?
Lions and hippos.
Yeah.
Lions and hippos? So it's actually tiger for all of the growl-related noises and the lower pitch frequencies. But if you remember the T-Rex noise from Jurassic World, it's got this really high-pitched sort of... almost metallic noise coming from it. That's a baby elephant, which only made the noise once when they were recording. So every single T-Rex roar has the same baby elephant toot that it did with its trumpet.
That's super cool.
It's a mix of low frequency tiger and this little San Francisco Zoo baby elephant, which made a really weird toot and never wanted to do it again.
That's amazing. That's hilarious.
Let me just give credit to that game, to NPR, because they had a great article which kind of gave all the sound design stuff about it. So credits to NPR for being awesome.
Who do you guys think is the antagonist of the Jurassic Park series?
Oh, that's easy.
Because it's not until the last one, Jurassic Park 5, Fallen Kingdom, we actually see a human murder another human.
Yeah.
And up until then, it's all just been greed and personal greed gain.
Yeah.
Which I could argue isn't necessarily evil, but...
Well, no antagonist is always evil, you know? Like, again, I'm going to use this example, Thanos. There's a big argument to say if he's evil or not. But for Jurassic Park, I think the antagonist is humans themselves, you know? Even the creator of Jurassic Park, John Hammock, you know, he wanted to do this for some reasons that were admirable, I guess, you know, to show other people what they were like, you know, to bring them back, to preserve them. Okay, but there were people, like, above him, like, in corporate of InGen, who just wanted this as some corporate theme park thing, you know? So it all comes down to humans, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, antagonists can always also be, like, ideas. Like, for me, I think it's just greed for the Jurassic Park movies. But, like, just to give examples of how much this happens, like, Lord of the Flies, in my opinion, the antagonist is immaturity. Because the kids just kind of kill each other to have fun. And then, like, for Jurassic Park, I feel it's just greed. It's like, the bad guy in the movies is just people wanting more for themselves or more for their companies.
That's so true. And not even considering the lives of these animals. That's also a part of it. It's like, these things are made. These things are made by us. You know, they're like Mewtwo and Pokemon. We own them, so we can do whatever we want with them. No, that's not right. I don't think. Question of the day, or Madame Raz's homework. Let us know what your thoughts on the whole theming of Jurassic Park is. You know, what we've been discussing, at least in the first half of the episode. Let us know what you think on Instagram in the comments. Well, that's all the time we have for today, guys, unless you guys want to add something else.
Watch Jurassic Park.
When Jeff Goldblum speaks, he's the voice of reason.
Jeff Goldblum is the voice of reason, that's for sure.
Watch Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Oh, also, watch the short film. Watch the Jurassic World short film. I forget what it's called. They have a short film. Watch it. Look it up.
You heard him.
The new one, Jurassic Park World Dominion, is scheduled for 2021, but I doubt that's going to happen.
Dominion.
On schedule.
Wow. What a title.
It's going to be whack.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Razzle Dazzle. Please let us know what you think of today's episode somewhere on the internet. Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at Razzle Dazzle Show. Tell us in the comments what you think your answer is. Just let us know. Just talk to us, all right? And we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye! Yeah.